1091.
Accept report on the planning and leadership across city environments place program.
Well, we look forward to this presentation each year because we have students that work with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability from Catlin Gable. So we want to invite you up to begin that presentation. So whoever's the first wave, welcome and come on up. And I think you have PowerPoint slides too, is that right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. Bring extra chairs if you need to have more than three at a time. Sorry. Good morning. So if you're using that microphone, you just push the button there. So, oh, you want to give him a hand with the PowerPoint there, Carla? It's a complicated system, so give it a moment here.
That's the chat. I didn't see the presentation as well as
that.
That
was the link we got, and then it's on the network.
Essentially, that was the one we got today, but there was another one the other day. Presentation.
Yeah. There we go. Nope, that doesn't look like that doesn't look like the rail.
Right. So I'm just going to talk about without the slides, if that's okay with you guys.
That's fine.
Sure, all right. Sure. So my name is Kyle Greenspan. I'm a sophomore at Catlin Gable, and I was a part of the 2015 Place Summer Program. And so the first thing I want to mention about our program is that while it is sponsored by Catlin Gable and run through a teacher at Catlin Gable and George Zananovich, we had students from seven different schools throughout the Portland area and even from the East Coast. So we had a very diverse background of students, ages, and schools. And so what we did is we split up our time between learning about how our city works and a project that we focused on youth. And so our project was about youth-friendly public spaces. And what this meant is we looked at two questions, is how do we engage youth in public spaces? And we also developed a list of best practices for developers to design places that would make it easier to engage youth in these spaces. And we looked at our problem, which was that the availability of public spaces does not cater to youth. We have these public spaces that are not utilized by youth, and we asked the question, like, why is this? And we looked at this through what we call lens of equity, and we say, who traditionally benefits from the availability of public space? In our case, we decided that youth are not the traditional beneficiaries of the availability of this public space. And what we did with our project is we looked through this lens of equity and we developed this list of best practices and a tool for youth to engage youth in these public spaces with their benefit in mind, while benefiting others as well. And with that, let me just go through. So here's a tool and a list of best practices and our lens of equity and how do we involve youth in public planning. And with that, I'll turn it over to my peers, and they'll talk to you about our methodology.
So, as Kyle said, we had two groups. We had this best practices list, and how we decided what to put in that list, we basically broke down into four smaller groups.
Excuse me, could you give us your name for the record?
Elke Kiva, sorry. And so we had community outreach. So we sent out surveys across the country through our web of peer connections to youth, and we found out what they want in public spaces, what they desire, what brings them to places, what works for them. And then we also did literature analysis. So we read articles about other times youth have been involved in public planning and other times places have been designed for youth and whether or not that was successful. We looked at case studies of those and looked at places where we know we go and where our peers go and what made people want to go there and what made them feel safe there. And then we talked to experts in city planning and in youth involvement in public spaces. And then the other side was our tool, which we created as an app. And so this idea of this was to get youth involved and have them find public spaces. And so we did that by, again, using community outreach and talking to our peers about what draws them to an app and if they would even want something that helps them find youth-friendly public spaces. And we looked at case studies of other times where youth really like apps and what draws them to it, and apps like Yelp that have lots of surveys and reviews of spaces and what makes those successful. And we talked to experts in app design about where that would be. And then within our group, we realized we were all youth, and we talked about whether or not this was something we would actually want, and we found across the board that that is something we would want and something we would desire and would be successful for our group.
Great. My name is Hannah Davis. So our research from the case studies, expert interviews, literary data analysis, and community outreach built the platform for our recommendations. And we discovered the most popular ways of how youth engage in public spaces, how to communicate with youth through a youth agency, online or social media, how youth utilize public spaces, and what youth like in public spaces. And this information was used to condense our findings into a list of best practices and a youth involvement tool.
Great. Next slide.
Hello, I'm Marley Lopez.
And we use this information.
She wants to leave it on.
Okay.
No.
There.
It's behaving.
It's green, it's red, it's both.
Oh.
Hey, there we go.
Okay. So we use this information to decide. We had two different prompts, basically. We had how to get youth involved in public planning and at what youth want in public places. So for public planning, we decided that we needed to have a youth-led commission. So we would have youth as leaders in that role, and then they would also be students in that role. But to get youth to be involved in this commission, it would be necessary to have incentives. We would have to incentivize this council. So that could be through either having it be like a paid internship or to give credit for it in schools. And you would have to recruit diversity for this. You can only create for diversity if you recruit with diversity. And also having teens and youth in roles of leadership on this commission would help to challenge the social stigma towards youth in social settings in work environments, and it would help to redevelop how we view youth in these settings. So what we saw what youth were interested in these public settings was we wanted basically just free Wi-Fi and food to be close, and it needed to be accessible. We needed to be able to get there without a car because not all youth can drive. And then also, we had different needs. We needed to be able to have places where we could study and to work, but also places where we could socialize. And these could be different or connected. And youth public places are not always different than just public places for everyone. So we could also integrate youth into public places, which is something that is kind of hard to find now, other than maybe in parks. And so with the things that we are looking for in public places, we can also integrate these or to change other options that youth have to make them actually what youth are enticed to go to. Okay.
I'm going to switch over to another group now.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Morning.
Morning. My name is Maya Fernandez-Powell, and so now I'm going to be talking to you about what we've actually created and how we came to that. So before we designed our tool, which we decided to be an app, we did a lot of research into what teens want today, and we conducted surveys as well as just looking up important stats that would help us design the best tool for teens in Portland. So we looked up some basic statistics about how right now teens are always on their smartphones and how the power of the internet and smartphones is the best way to communicate and get information from people our age. We also conducted surveys that were more specific to what we wanted to find in our app. So we asked about whether people wanted an app or a website, how important free service was to them, if they wanted photo sharing feature in the app, and also how important interaction is when finding places to hang out. Most teens today ask each other where to hang out. That's the most common way to find a public space to go to. So those were some things that we kept in mind while creating our app, and basically all of our information supported the decisions that we made later on in our app. We also looked at other apps, which were our case studies, to basically see certain apps that have had a lot of success with teens and why they are having all the success. So we looked at apps like Instagram that had this photo feature to them, and we just looked at them from a design point of view and also from a content point of view. So we saw that they have a toolbar, which is something that you might not think about when you're using Instagram, but it's something that makes the app really easy to use, and especially for teens, accessibility and being easy to navigate is really important for deciding whether you're going to be using an app or not. We also looked
at... What is Rotten Tomatoes?
So Rotten Tomatoes, Yelp, and Airbnb are all rating apps. So Rotten Tomatoes is specifically for movies. Something like Yelp is generally for restaurants, and then Airbnb for places to stay. But we looked at these apps to see why their rating systems are having so much success, because we knew that a big feature of our app was going to be youth giving feedback on public spaces. So how are we going to get the most helpful data, but also get as much data as possible? And what we found from this is that all of these apps were very simple. They all had very simple rating systems that anybody could use. So this was something that was really incorporated into our app. So basically, from all of our research, these are some of the key points that we found that we later used in our app. So first, we found that youth were equally interested in having an app and a website. And so I'll be showing you this in a minute, but we've created an app and then just modeled a website right after that app. Also, we created this app for it to be very youth-specific. So all the information that we found, all the surveys that we conducted, were all things that youth wanted to see in this app. So all the decisions we made were keeping in mind what is the best thing for teens our age. We also thought about ways to get the most reviews possible. So the main idea of this app is to get the most information we can from youth about what they think about public spaces, to ultimately have urban planners to make this change in the city, because youth right now, we feel, don't have as big of a voice as they could. So how can we get them involved in public spaces in Portland right now? So now we're going to be showing you a mock-up of the app we created. And so we decided to call this Spot, for spots to hang out. So when you come to this app, it's pretty easy to navigate. So the first thing that you do is that you come to a trending page. And this is something that you'll see in a lot of social media apps today, such as Instagram. The first thing you come to is just constant news feed of pictures and the most updated news that you can get. And so for this app, what you would come to would be reviews of most recent reviews of spots to hang out. So, for example, if I've just logged in and I want to see what other people are hanging out at and their reviews, I'll see the name of a location or public space. There will be pictures, because we found that youth really want to have pictures involved in this app, because that's something that's really important right now in the social media. And also, there would be a small description in the top right-hand corner of things to do at the space. There's also an interactive section to it where you can thumbs up or thumbs down what you think about the review. And then ultimately on the left side, there is a rating system out of 5 stars, because what we found is that youth aren't going to take the time to really go through and look at all the basic criteria for how we rated this place. So basically getting a quick answer of out of 5 stars, what this person reviewed the space as, was really critical. There's also a finding spot feature, which is basically if you want to find somewhere to hang out, you can select what type of public space you want, and then you can decide what kind of things you want to see in the space, so select your criteria, and then the system will basically come up with certain ideas of public spaces that you can hang out with and give their rating, their criteria, so things that you can do there, and the distance from your current location. And then the most critical aspect of this app is the rating system. So this is where youth are basically going to be giving their opinion on public spaces. So you select what type of public space you want to review. You choose the space that you're reviewing. You can use a GPS form or just type in your area. And then once you've done that, it'll take you to a review system page. And we put a lot of thought into how we were going to create this rating system. So as I said earlier, the key to making this successful app is that it's very easy to navigate and simple, and you can give quick reviews so that we could get the most data possible. And so you type in the title of your review. And the four categories that we decided to use for our rating system were, first, transportation. We found that for teens, it's for a lot of teens who can't drive, it's really important that the public space that you're getting to is easily accessible. Two was entertainment, so just how enjoyable is the spot to be in. Things to do, so is there a wide variety of things that would cater to the needs of teens, or is it fairly basic and not very interesting? And then finally, safety, so how safe do you feel at the spot? And we looked at past surveys of what people have tried to, when people have tried to get information on what you think about public spaces, and we basically narrowed it down into these four categories to get simple, quick reviews. You can also share a picture, which has this photo sharing aspect, and then leave a comment. That is the main idea of the app. You will have your own profile to give it that social media aspect, which is really important for teens to have your social image. But that's the main idea. And then, as I said earlier, we created a mock-up of a website, which is practically the exact same thing, just in website form. On the next slide, there is also, you can find a spot like in the other app. But then you can also add some more specific feedback about something that you want to change in the space. So here's where you can get very specific data on what exactly are teens enjoying in spaces, but what are things that are not working for teens, to ultimately collect enough data so that you can have an idea of how can we improve the city and make it more youth-friendly for people in Portland.
So what we did next is looked at how we are going to market to youth and developers.
Give us your name, too.
Oh, sorry. I'm Catherine Putz. So we wanted to do this in a way that would encourage community involvement. So we first, as some people talked about earlier, we sent out surveys to see what kind of data and research and people were looking for in the app, and how this would help us to market the app and the best practice list in two separate ways, because we had two different target demographics. We also looked at some case studies of successful ways that people have marketed to teens in the past. And then we interviewed some professionals in the area, like architects and advertising professionals, to see their ideas on how we could market our two products in a realistic way. And then we came up with a timeline, for two separate timelines, one for the app and one for the best practice list. So basically that just converted all of our research and ideas into a timeline for how we were actually going to introduce the app and when we were going to release it. And then finally we made mock-ups of advertisements, our logo, and like different kind of just fun things like invitations and QR codes that we might use to advertise, as well as finally just completed a cohesive marketing plan of everything that we had researched into one document. Next. Okay, so we came up with user profiles, two different ones for our two separate products, our best practice list and our app. So basically, we just wanted to get an idea of who our target demographic might be. So for the best practice list, it might be Jack Smith, who just moved to Portland and wants to start a project with youth-friendly public spaces. And for the app, it might be Sarah Johnson, who goes to Lincoln and wants to find places to hang out with in Portland with her friends that are nearby, because maybe she doesn't have a license, she doesn't have access to driving to faraway places, so she needs to have places to hang out nearby to where she is at that moment. Next. So as I talked about before, then we made two different three-month timelines. So the first one was for our app. So what we thought is that in the first about 6 weeks, we would create social media pages because this is a main source of information for teens right now, as well as a blog with videos on it of users, potential users and information about our app. And then during week 7, we would release the app and host a release party. And then during weeks 8 through 12, we would use our blog for videos and post information on social media, as well as put advertisements around the city and use QR codes. So then for the best practice list, we made a different timeline because we have a different target demographic for the best practice list. So for the best practice list, during the first 5 weeks, we would write articles and get brochures out there, basically form connections with people who might be interested in using the list, basically developers, architects, people like that. Then during week 7, we would release the list, and then in weeks 9 through 12, we would film local designers and their plans to actually use the list, interview people, and keep up a website, update the website with new information. So then finally we came up with our logo. So to do this, we looked at popular apps that teens are using now, like Instagram, and we found that they're all bright, simple, and convey, you know, one kind of theme, so goal. So we have this, and it's pretty bright. It has two spots because our name is Spot. And then we have a QR code, which basically how it works is you scan your phone on it, and it will take you to the app directly from there because this is a pretty easy way to advertise and get people on our app. And then, yeah, social media. So we found that Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram were the three most used social medias in teenagers now from our survey. So we would have social media for Spot app, which would feature weekly spots, top-rated spots, post things that people have done on Spot recently. So finally, we would have an invitation to a release party or as an incentive to subscribe to our app or download it and follow us on social media, as well as public advertisements around schools, coffee shops, parks, because this is another way that we found from our surveys that teens get their majority of their information. So that's a summary of what we worked on in marketing. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Tyler White. And in conclusion, this plan has the capability to make the city of Portland a front runner in youth civic engagement and agency. Today you have the choice of providing practical solutions to the lack of youth engagement that is prevalent in our society, through empowerment, by providing a setting where youth can care and talk about the places that they interact with. Through our app, you have the choice of giving youth the city at their fingertips. Preserving distinctive places is also another thing that is involved, that have been known as spaces where youth thrive and interact, while also having the ability to improve such areas to best fit the needs of youth, and also creating new places, giving way to a more involved and active youth population. Mayor Hills, along with the rest of our city council members, have been steadfast in planning for a more inclusive and environmentally sound future. But none of that matters if the future generation, the faces that you are looking at right now, do not have the interest in being involved with planning and creating an authentic sense of community where all voices of all people, no matter their age, are heard. That is why you must do something. It is only those who take action that truly make a change worth noting. I decided to take my work one step further in heading the I Love This Place project, where I have the honor of creating a space for the stories of the displaced and gentrified neighborhoods and people of Portland to be shared with everyone. In working on this project, I have met a many different dedicated youth and young people making changes who are just waiting for a government to follow behind them. They are, I am, we are all doing something to make a change. So what are you going to do? Thank you.
Wow. What a great presentation. Let's break the rules and have some appreciation. Well, Place, you know, this project has been great for years, but this, you've outdone yourselves this year. George, this is really tremendous. And I guess my first reaction as the commissioner in charge of the Planning Bureau is that I want us to keep working with you. And I suspect the Parks Commissioner feels the same way, because you've really put something together here that's pretty actionable for us. It's not an abstract project. It's something that we can obviously put to use fairly quickly. Other questions, comments, suggestions?
I really appreciated your opening with the equity issue and then closing with that. Did you have any discussions about the 25% of youth who don't have access to smartphones and how you could include them in engagement in our public spaces?
It was definitely something that we thought about because it's true that not all youth have an iPhone. That's a very specific demographic of students that do have accessibility to those things. But I think what we decided is that right now, this idea of social media is really something that's powerful for youth. And whether you have a smartphone or not, it definitely finds a way of having an impact onto your life. And so I think the idea for behind this project is that we start by creating this app, having this website, but with more data and more information that we get and more people starting to use it, we hope that it's not just going to become an app, it's going to become something that's part of teen life. And so hopefully it would find a way of getting to those people and not just being something that you need to have a smartphone to use. It's going to be more part of your general life.
Thank you.
Other questions, comments?
My daughter is constantly admonishing me not to put specific details about her in social media because she doesn't want people to know where she is at a particular moment, and she wants to protect her privacy. And that's become a huge concern, really, with social media. So what are some of the privacy issues that you've been thinking about in terms of how to promote this conversation among teens while also protecting the privacy of people, including information about where they like to hang out?
I think something that we thought about when creating this app was we thought about it from, like, for me, I have an Instagram account and I have all the social media accounts that a lot of teens have. But right now, what a lot of social media has realized is that you have to create a way for there to be some kind of private aspect to the app. So for Instagram, for example, you can have a private account. That's what most people do that I know. And so I think that as Spot becomes something that's more successful, there definitely will be this option to have a private part of it. You don't have to give all your details. But I mean, ultimately, you have to be comfortable with giving information to whatever group you decide, whoever you allow to follow you or to see where you're at. You have to be comfortable with giving that information. But I think that's something that all youth are having to make a decision about right now when they decide to use social media.
Yeah, and to go off of that, the main goal for this app is, one, to just provide data for planners and for other students where to go. And so Spot will have, obviously, a huge privacy aspect. So, I mean, if we go back to the start of this app, 1 second. Basically, each user will quickly have the availability to sorry, you can't see it, but basically you can sign up and have an account. And so the whole point is that people in your, basically your sub community in this app will be able to see what you like and where you think other people should go. But on the broader community, only the data that you're sending to planners and to the app will be used to give other people suggestions, but your name will not be attached to any of it. And it's basically just to get the largest sample size possible so that we can really help all teens figure out places where they want to go, because everyone's different. Everyone has their own places where they like to hang out. And so our main goal is just to provide a space for everyone.
Well, I noticed you referenced the Multnomah Youth Commission in your report, and you're proposing to create a youth public space commission. Is there a possibility this could be part of the Multnomah Youth Commission, or like a subcommittee of it or something like that in your minds?
Yeah, I was actually a part of that group, and we talked to Mark Fernandez, the former person who ran the Multnomah Youth Commission, and definitely he was thinking about having kind of a subgroup that worked with planning, because the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability did used to have a youth planning program, so they're kind of thinking about maybe doing something like that. And then also the new Diversity and Equity Department here for Portland could also head something like that, so it could be a kind of a partnership and collaboration between different departments, but then also with the community. So, yeah.
Thank you.
The idea of this rating system, I think, is really exciting. I'm not just old, I'm old-fashioned, and like I don't know what Instagram is, but I found that these online rating systems like TripAdvisor and Rotten Tomatoes, some of the other ones you mentioned, are incredibly valuable. So this sounds to me like a really exciting idea. And as the transportation commissioner, I noted that you said that that's one of the things that you would talk about in the app is transportation access. Mm-hmm. And it may be that if you are able to identify places that where that youth would like to congregate, they have other good features, but they're hard to get to, then we could do some thinking about how we can we improve the transportation options to those places. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
And we have to keep working to expand youth paths so that all youth have it all the time.
Well, thank you all very much. I just want to commit my office to follow up with you, and I know others here will want to as well, and to have this move forward, because I think you've really come up with something that's going to be very useful for the city. Actually, we just had a presentation yesterday from our management and finance staff, because we're using dashboards much more to show people data about the city in a user-friendly way. And so it's got to flow both ways, obviously, in a way that people are willing to engage. And I think you've really created something that's tremendously useful for the city, for us to hear from youth about how the city is working, literally, for them. So, there have been occasions when we have designed public spaces that didn't turn out to be very popular. We have many great parks and many great public spaces in the city, but there are a few that are notorious for not ever really working. And so if we engage youth better at the front end of the design process or when we're getting ready to change a park or renovate it, that could keep us from missing an opportunity on the design and construction level. So there's just a lot. It just seems to me there's a lot that we can all do with this, and I'm just really blown away by the quality of your work and by how useful this is going to be for the community. So we look forward to following up with you and having it be real. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well done. Well done. Let's hear it again. Good job. Excellent. You'll hear from us soon. Thank you.